Hey everybody, welcome back to Negro Please Radio. I'm your host, Chris Allen. How's everybody doing this beautiful Friday morning-ish? As usual, off the top, I want to take the time out to thank each and every last one of you guys for tuning in. So please tell a friend, coworker, enemy, your mailman, garbage man, tell somebody, share my podcast, help me grow this thing. I guess I will start with my milestone as I usually do. For those who don't know, I have a 6-year-old son named Miles, and I like to kind of talk about little things that he's doing in his life, little milestones or hiccups, whatever it is, I like to talk about it. That's the word milestones. Pretty dope. This would be more about their generation than it would be about him specifically. But with the ease of downloading games, it's just crazy how bored they get these days. And I can't just say that I don't want to be one of those people. That's like back in the day we had one thing, and I don't want to be that guy, but. It definitely wasn't as easy. But with the ease of downloading games and stuff onto an iPad, it's just, they get so bored, and it's just, I let them download one, 5 minutes later, it's like, I want to try this one. And he never forgets, because I'm like, all right, we can download that in like 3 days. And then like, I wake up today, and he's like, hey, 3 days ago, you said we could download the skateboard game, and I'm just like, ugh. But yeah, I guess I can kind of talk about that. I don't want to be that guy. That's always like back in the day, things were better. Back in the day, things were easier. I see people now like, oh, TV was so much better when I was a teenager, when I was 13. I watched Saved by the Bell. I used to watch this. I used to do that. It's just like you were 13. That show, it's just, you wouldn't sit and watch Saved by the Bell now. So it's like you're thinking about a show in a time where it was relatable to you. I mean, you act like 13-year-old kids don't have shit to watch today. They'll say the same thing in 20 years, how much better TV was back then. It's, I don't know. It's like I used to like to watch Martin and the Jamie Foxx show, but I can't watch that shit now. It's just, they're not great shows. They don't really hold up. At least for me, they don't hold up. I mean, I guess it's not fair to compare, but it's like I'll take Breaking Bad over Martin any day. But you really can't compare sitcoms to a drama. But this TV is way better today. But I don't know. I hate that shit. And people are always like, we can't even disagree anymore. We can't do this. There was never a period of time when people could just disagree and walk away. Please show me that video. Please. Show me a video. Show me something. A news clipping. Because all the old videos I see are of people not agreeing and not being able to just walk away. I hate this idea. People think that, oh, back in the day, people were more tolerant. And it's like, how? When you had signs that no colored allowed. They had to bring in the National Guard. The National Guard. When they wanted to integrate schools. But yet, somehow, people back in the day were much more tolerant and civil than people are today. I don't get it. Why? Because people didn't care about baby, it's cold outside. That was a sign of a better society. Yeah, people didn't get upset about song lyrics back in the day. And they did. I hate that shit. People were dumber back in the day. I'm sorry. It blows my mind that people think that the resiliency of people back in the day was just so much higher. I mean, literally the National Guard. And you want to, and people are sensitive today. People have always been sensitive. You tweet something, you lose your job. You have people pulling their kids out of school because they didn't want their child sitting next to a black kid. They literally had to call in the army because people were so upset. The army. Now, yeah, people got their little quote-unquote Twitter army. But they literally had to call in grown men with real guns to escort a child into a school to learn. Come on, man. Let's stop with this. All right. I was just watching a little documentary about Two Live Crew, Uncle Luke. In the 80s. People glorify the 80s. People didn't care in the 80s. You could do whatever you want in the 80s. The 80s people were this. They wanted his music banned. It was too vulgar. So I mean, it's all bullshit. Let's stop being so nostalgic about the past. It was great because you had no responsibility. That's why it was fun. Because you were 10, because you were 13, because you were 5. I don't know. Ask any working person working paycheck to paycheck with a family how great the 80s were. People are always struggling. They made it seem like just everybody had everything. And that's the thing too. It's just like I've never met anyone back in the day who said they actually had money and their lives were comfortable. Nope. Everybody was poor. But they were happy. It's like you were happy because, again, you were 5 years old. But your parents were probably stressed the fuck out. Like, how are we going to get Christmas presents? How are we going to pay the heat? How are we going to pay for this? The car's breaking down. We need a new refrigerator. But the adult in them was like, I'm not going to let my kid know that I'm struggling or that we're struggling or that we're on the verge of losing everything. Now, I think that's what's different about today. It's just like back then, you didn't know your aunts and uncles and people that you looked up to in their family. You didn't know their little weird, quirky thing. Maybe on the holidays, you might have heard them talk political or they get drunk at a barbecue and start talking. But now it's just like every little thing you find out like, oh, my uncle believes this. He really thinks this shit is real or he hates these people. But back then, people would just probably talk shit about that kind of stuff at work and really didn't probably bring it around their family as much. I could be wrong. I see that's probably the only big change is now you get to see everyone complaining about the things that they hate and what they don't like and what they believe spiritually, religiously, politically. Back in the day, you just really didn't have the opportunity to do that. And if you were mature, you would say, you know what? I'm not going to really talk about this around my kids, my nieces and nephews. They don't really need to know that side of me. They need to just know me as Uncle So-and-so or Aunt So-and-so. But now you see it all. Your Facebook friends with your 13-year-old nieces and nephews, you over here posting all this shit, and then you see what they're talking about. Now you hate your 13-year-old niece because she's a libtard and she thinks that there's 19 genders. It's like she's a kid, and you over here fighting with your niece because you're ultra-conservative or vice versa. It's insane. You should never get into those discussions with your nieces and nephews and fight about it. It's like you're a grown-ass man or woman, and you're fighting over politics with someone who can't even vote or drive a car. I don't know. I didn't mean to go on this tangent, people. I'm sorry. This is the holidays. Are you ready? Is everyone ready for Christmas? You got all your gifts? Did you already go out and spend too much money? You got the house ready for Santa Claus? I'm liking this route that we're taking, man. It's just we're doing spending less and less. It's so ingrained in us to just, I gotta buy everybody something. You gotta spend. You really don't have to, but if you've been doing it for 20 years, buying everybody something, you feel bad when you don't, but you really shouldn't. Keeping it simple. People shouldn't be going broke over one day. Because once you open all those presents and December 26th, it's all over. It's all over with. And for what? Yeah, it feels good at the moment. It's fun. I get it. But yeah, I like keeping it simple. You got kids, get them something. Santa brings them some things. That's it. But if you're an adult, you can kiss my ass. I'm not getting you anything. Not doing it anymore. It feels so much stress lifted off my body when I decided, like, I'm not buying anything else for anyone ever again. Unless it's my parent and my sisters want to get together and get something. Other than that, I'll just give you a call or shoot you a text message. And you can have a nice dinner that day. But I'm not going out spending fucking hundreds of dollars on everybody. Can't do it. It's not worth it. It's not what it's about anyway, right, people? Oh, God. So, it's the holidays. I just got back from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I was out at the Pittsburgh Improv with my buddy, Mark Norman. Always a great time working with him. It was a nice, easy 5-hour drive out there. And, man, Pittsburgh is an underrated city, man. It's got so much character. It's very pretty. But it's also very old, and it's got its rundown parts. But that's, to me, that's the character. I'm kind of used to it. I'm from the Northeast. It's funny hanging out with him. He's like, man, this is so gray, and it looks kind of dirty here. I'm like, I mean, that's what these cities look like. I'm kind of used to it. But just the geography of it, how it's set up. I mean, this is so pretty, and it's got just the character with the roads and. That traffic is brutal, though. They have all those tunnels, man, and it just gets so backed up. But I will say the drivers there are pretty patient, because you'll hit a junction, and you'll have to get over, like, 3 or 4 lanes to the left or right to get onto another highway or whatever. And, like, people understand that there's a lot of crisscrossing, and people actually slow down, even stop, and let people get over as many lanes as they need to get to where they're going. But it's a little frustrating, and it takes a while to get places during rush hour. But, people seem to just know what's going on, and they have the patience. Like, I went and picked Mark up on Thursday. It was 34 minutes going to the airport, and he really didn't live much further from where I was staying to his hotel. So the distance from my place to the airport and from the airport to where he was staying, distance really wasn't much different. So 34 minutes there, it took an hour and like 15 minutes to get back. I mean, that's how backed up the traffic gets there. But it was a great weekend. So this was weird. We had one show on Saturday, which never really happens. It's typically like a 7:30 and a 10 or a 7 and 9:30. But this Saturday, that Friday, it was one show, 9:45. So, we kind of hung out all day. We walked around the South Side. It's like little shopping and dining area. A bunch of little stores and restaurants and stuff. So we just walked up and down there, saw a bunch of shit, had lunch. And on the way back to the hotel, we had an Uber driver, and he was just like, he asked us if we were in town for the game. We were like, oh, yeah, the game. Because when you tell people you do comedy, it just gets weird. And so I was just like, well, shit, we should actually go to the game. It starts at 7:30. The show's not till 9:45. It's all, you know, pretty close. So we go our separate ways, and I get ready. I meet him and Colin Chamberlain. He's the MC, very funny dude, super cool. We meet him down there, and I had never been to a hockey game before. And I tell you, man, Hockey Live is pretty dope. I have to admit, it's pretty dope. I would say it's probably the biggest leap from TV to live. You know, I've been to NBA games, I've been to NFL games, and it's basically what you see is what you get when you go to an NBA game. I would say the only kind of weird thing about an NBA game, or I would say with pro sports for that matter, is you play football, you play basketball, you've been on the court, you know the dimensions, you know what it's like, you know the court, the field, it's 100 yards. I think a basketball court is like 97 feet or something like that. You know how big it is. And then you get to the arena or you get to the stadium and you go, oh shit, it's the same size court. So, you know, TV kind of makes it look a little bit bigger than life than what it really is. So I would say that's the only thing about going to a football game or a basketball game is, yeah, you realize this is just a regular basketball court that you played on your entire life. It's the same size football court, football field that you played on your entire life. But here you have thousands of people sitting around and watching people play it. But and the same with hockey, but it's just the whole hockey thing? Hockey rink. It's all lit up. The whole rink is mic'd up. It's so bright. You can hear the puck slapping. You can hear the skates. I mean, you can hear everybody hitting the boards, and it's so fast paced, and people go nuts when they score a goal. And I'm not a hockey fan. I've tried to watch it on TV. It really does nothing for me. But there's no way I would turn down going to see a live hockey game from now on, I think. I mean, it's not the same on TV, man. It's really not. Biggest jump from TV to live. A lot of people say it's the best live sport to watch. It was fun. I'll say that. I still would like to go to like a real soccer game, like Premier League. I can't say it's the best. Or am I afraid to say it's the best? It's definitely the biggest jump. It's definitely the biggest jump. And I think because I don't know much about it, I could probably go see anybody play. And not that I'm up on my NBA anymore like I used to be, but if I went to an NBA game, I think for me to really enjoy it, I would have to go see someone that I really want to go see, like LeBron, go see D-Wade before he retired. Check out that new kid in Dallas. You know, maybe see the Warriors or some. To me, it would have to be a memorable team. Maybe the Sixers, they're still young, got a lot of potential. But, yeah, me not knowing shit about hockey, I can just go and watch the hits and, you know, just the fast-paced motions. And God, I sound like a fast-paced motion. Jesus. Just the fast-pacing of the game. I think I could enjoy that no matter who the team is. Because I don't know if it's bad hockey or not. I know bad basketball, but I don't know bad hockey. So I've said some weird things on this podcast. Jesus. I guess I got about a minute left. So I saw this article. I thought it was, I guess, kind of funny. It says, my ex is marrying my old best friend and they're having a baby. So basically this article is people were married, divorced, husband moves on, marries an old friend of his ex-wife. Now they're having a kid. I think it's only an article because it's a guy moved on with the lady's friend. And, you know, just reading an article, she's upset about it that, you know, that her friend and her ex are getting married and just having a kid. It's just like, why can't you just not make it about you at this point? I just don't, it's just weird when it comes to all this relationship stuff. It's just like, You know, we're supposed to, every time like a woman gets upset about this kind of stuff, we're supposed to just, you know, feel bad for her and stuff. But if it was some woman moving on and marrying her husband's, her ex-husband's a friend of his, it would be like, hey, maybe he was just nicer to her and paid attention. It's just like, why we always have to validate every chick's feelings when it comes to relationship shit? It's just like, if you would tell a guy to get over it, then you need to get over it. Yeah, I don't really agree with doing shit like that, I will say. I am playing devil's advocate here. But it's just like, they're happy. You guys are done. But also, for me personally, I always feel like there's plenty more fish in the sea. Why do you have to do something like that? But it's just funny just how you read this entire article and she just made the whole thing about her just imagining her friend giving birth and, you know, their kids hanging out with the kids that they had hanging out with this new baby, and she's excluded from it. And it's just like, you're just making this whole thing about you. Y'all divorced. It's over with. Yeah, maybe this friend, not the best friend, but they're happy. It's not the end of the world. Personally, I wouldn't do it, but stop crying. All right, that kind of fizzled out. That was nothing. I thought I had more there, but I didn't. This episode is kind of went on some rants, but there's a show. That's the show. Everybody have a Merry Christmas, and see you next week. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter @ Chris Allen Comedy, ALAN. Peace.